A new look lineup made an instant impact for the Okotoks Oilers. Carter Massier scored in his home debut after 3 months out to injury, and Connor Gourley laced up his skates for the first time with the team 2 days removed from being acquired from the Camrose Kodiaks as the Oilers knocked off the Canmore Eagles 3-1 on January 7 at Payson Centennial Arena. "That was awesome," said Massier. "The boys played good, we all played good. It was the perfect way to come back." Massier, a 2001-born forward with 3 seasons of WHL experience under his belt, skated in just 3 games with the green and gold at the beginning of the season before an over 3-month absence to injury. "It was pretty frustrating showing up for practice and not really getting to do too much and then watching the boys play and not being able to help them out," Massier said. "So it was really nice to be back." Okotoks Oilers forward Carter Massier stick handles in the offensive zone against the Canmore Eagles on January 7 at Payson Centennial Arena. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. Massier opened the scoring, Bowden Singleton added a powerplay marker in the second stanza, and Connor Hellier notched a late insurance goal in the final frame as Okotoks dispatched Canmore by the 3-1 count to improve to 1-8-1-9-2. "It was a whirlwind for sure with a lot going down on one day," said Gourley on the heels of the trade. "But I can't be more happy to be here. There's lots to get used to, but the guys made it a lot easier on me and it was an easy change of scenery." Gourley, 17, registered 15 points in 36 games with the Kodiaks in 2021-22 after putting up 7 points in 8 games last season in Camrose. "He's familiar with our program, a younger guy, and we think it's a huge transaction for this year and the years to come," said Oilers head coach and general manager Tyler Dace. "He's a big guy, he has a lot of skill, and he can be that power forward that can help our team out and play through those 3 positions. He can play left, center and right wing, and when a kid's that versatile, it's big in the sense of what he can bring to our team." The 2004-born forward is an Arizona State Sun Devils commit, following in the footsteps of older brother Jared, who had 3 seasons in Tempe after a decorated AJHL career culminating in a championship in 2018 with the Spruce Grove Saints. "I hope to bring a lot to this team," Gourley said. "I want to generate some offense, and I see myself as a power forward. I like to get into the gritty areas and help my team win any way I can." Gourley brings considerable pedigree to the Oilers as a prolific scorer in the minor hockey ranks with the Calgary Buffaloes AAA program. In 2018-19, he led Alberta's Bantam AAA ranks with 36 goals and 75 points on a dominant Calgary Bisons team alongside Okotoks rookies Sam Huck and Jamie Weller. The following season, Gourley was a member of the Edge Mountaineers prep team with Oilers leading scorer and NHL draft prospect Rieger Lorenz. "The guys have been great to me, lots of friendly faces I know around, so it's been very welcoming. The leadership group has been really good to me," Gourley said. "Rieger Lorenz is one of my best buddies, Brody McGuire I grew up with and Bowden Singleton I grew up with my whole life. Definitely knowing a few of those guys makes coming to this room a lot of fun." Adding a forward to the mix took on added importance with Okotoks continuing to ice shorthanded lineups up front with just 10 forwards and 8 defensemen getting into the lineup in the Oilers' 3 games after the holiday break. "We've got 14 forwards and we haven't had a full forward lineup since the beginning of the year," Dace said. "And we still don't have one." Okotoks closed the weekend with its biggest win of the season, knocking off the visiting Bandits by a 4-3 count on January 8 to hand Brooks its first regulation loss in 38 games and 2nd defeat all season. Singleton, McGuire and Dean Spack scored in the first period, rookie Ryan Newman added another in the middle stanza, and the Oilers held off a 2-goal 3rd-period comeback from the top-ranked team in the country. Okotoks netminder Parker Sakka made 38 saves for his 7th win of the season. At 1-9-1-9-2, the Oilers will look to keep the home cooking going with the Sherwood Park Crusaders traveling south on January 14. Okotoks is then on the road to clash with the Drumheller Dragons the following night. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.ca.